Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is March 15, 2026, and we have a packed episode for you filled with some exciting news and updates from the GPU world, particularly focusing on AMD developments, Linux enhancements, and some competitive insights. Let's dive right in. Quick headline overview. 1. KDE Linux enhancements. KDE Linux has added support for the Apple APFS file system and introduced a workaround for AMD GPU-related system freezes. 2. Open source GreenBoost driver. An innovative open source driver called GreenBoost aims to augment NVIDIA GPU's VRAM using system RAM and NVMe storage, potentially benefiting AI workloads. 3. LISWON's new GPU designs. Chinese GPU manufacturer LISWON has revealed design details for its LX7G100 gaming card and updated specifications for its professional lineup, including the LX Ultra, Pro, and Max. Now let's take a deeper dive into each of these topics. KDE Linux enhancements. First up, KDE Linux has made significant strides in usability and compatibility. The latest update has introduced support for Apple's APFS file system through the installation of the Linux APFS RWDKMS package. This is a notable enhancement for users who frequently transfer data between macOS and Linux environments. While the support is still labeled as experimental, especially for write operations, having it pre-installed makes it much more user-friendly. In addition to this, KDE has addressed a long-standing issue affecting AMD GPU users. The AMD GPU driver was causing total system freezes due to a page flip timeout issue. This has been a significant pain point for many users, requiring hard reboots to recover. The workaround involves modifying the kernel command line to set amdbu.dc-debug-mask=0x10, which disables panel self-refresh. While this does come with slightly higher power usage, it's a worthwhile trade-off to avoid those frustrating freezes. It's great to see the KDE community actively working on these critical issues, enhancing the overall user experience for AMD graphics users. Open source GreenBoost driver. Next, let's talk about an intriguing development in the open source community, the GreenBoost driver. This project, initiated by developer Ferran Duari, aims to extend the memory capabilities of NVIDIA GPUs by utilizing system RAM and NVMe storage. This is particularly relevant as AI models grow larger and many users are hitting the VRAM limits of their GPUs. GreenBoost acts as a CUDA caching layer, allowing users to run larger language models that otherwise wouldn't fit into the dedicated VRAM. The driver itself is a kernel module that works alongside NVIDIA's existing drivers, meaning it doesn't replace them, but rather complements them. This is critical for maintaining compatibility with existing CUDA applications. The architecture of GreenBoost is quite fascinating. It allocates pinned DDR4 pages and exports them as DMA buff file descriptors, which the GPU can then access as external memory. This means that from the CUDA perspective, it appears as if the memory resides on the device itself, making it seamless for developers. The ability to handle larger model weights without sacrificing performance is a game changer for developers working on AI and ML workloads. This could potentially lead to significant advancements in how we handle large-scale AI models, making it easier to deploy them on consumer-grade hardware. The experimental code is available on GitLab for those interested in diving deeper into its workings. LISWON's new GPU designs. Finally, let's turn our attention to LISWON, a Chinese GPU manufacturer which has recently unveiled details about its LX7G100 gaming card and updated specifications for its professional GPUs. The LX Ultra, Pro, and Max models are now officially branded under the LX product line, with the Ultra being particularly noteworthy for its server-oriented features. The LX Ultra boasts impressive specs, including 24GB of GDDR6 memory, ECC support, and a remarkable FP32 throughput of up to 24 TFLOPS. This positions it as a strong contender for server and workstation applications, particularly in environments that require high reliability and performance. Interestingly, the LX7G100 gaming card is also making waves with its 12GB GDDR6 memory and a board power rating of 225 watts. It's designed to compete with NVIDIA's RTX 4060, which operates at a significantly lower TDP of 150 watts. This raises questions about efficiency and performance balance, especially given that LISWON is working with a newer manufacturing process. The gaming card features a triple fan cooler design and supports four DisplayPort 1.4a outputs, catering to high-resolution gaming setups. Pre-orders are set to open soon, with a retail launch scheduled for June, so it will be interesting to see how it performs in the competitive landscape. Closing thought. As we look ahead, the GPU landscape continues to evolve rapidly. With KDE Linux enhancing compatibility for AMD users, innovative solutions like GreenBoost expanding memory capabilities for NVIDIA GPUs, and new contenders like LiSuan entering the market, it's an exciting time for developers and engineers alike. The future holds great promise, especially as we see more open source initiatives and cross-platform improvements. Stay tuned for more updates as we track these developments and their implications for the GPU and AI/ML sectors. Thanks for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily.